Good Thursday morning, beloved. Oh, how great it is to be able to share this Thursday morning together as we just relax and spend a few moments in reading God's Word. Today we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. And Paul reminds the Thessalonians of his work and ministry in bringing them the good news from God. Some of the community had made trouble for him and his co-workers, and the reading concludes with a reference to Paul's opponents who had been trying to prevent Paul and his companions from preaching to the Gentiles. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been encouragement. And just as Paul encouraged the non-Jewish Gentiles by bringing the good news of Jesus to them, so also we should be reaching out to all that we meet and share the good news that's not put aside for anybody special, but is free and given to all. Amen. God bless. Let's go ahead and start reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Our friends, you yourselves know that our visit to you was not a failure. You know how we had already been mistreated and insulted in Philippi before we came to you in Thessalonica. And even though there was much opposition, God gave us courage to tell you the good news that comes from Him. Our appeal to you is not based on error or impure motives, nor do we try to trick anyone. Instead, we always speak as God wants us to, because He has judged us worthy to be entrusted with the good news. We do not try to please people, but to please God, who tests our motives. You know very well that we did not come to you with flattering talk, nor did we use words to cover up greed. God is our witness. We did not try to get praise from anyone, either from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ we could have made demands on you. But we were gentle when we were with you, like a mother taking care of her children. Because of our love for you, we were ready to share with you not only the good news from God, but even our own lives. You were so dear to us. Surely you remember, our friends, how we worked and toiled. We worked day and night so that we would not be any trouble to you as we preached to you the good news from God. You are our witnesses, and so is God, that our conduct towards you who believe was pure, right, and without fault. You know that we treated each of you just as parents treat their own children. We encouraged you, we comforted you, we kept urging you to live the kind of life that pleases God, and who calls you to share in His own kingdom and glory. And there is another reason why we always give thanks to God. When we brought you God's message, you heard it and accepted it, not as a message from human beings, but as God's message, which indeed it is. For God is at work in you who believe. Our friends, the same things happened to you that happened to the churches of God in Judea, to the people there who belong to Jesus Christ. You suffered the same persecutions from your own people that they suffered from the Jews, who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and persecuted us. How displeasing they are to God. How hostile they are to everyone. They even tried to stop us from preaching to the Gentiles the message that would bring them salvation. In this way, they have brought to completion all the sins that they always committed. And now God's anger has at last come down on them. And today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, where Paul says, God is at work in you who believe. And so, again, as we have discussed so many times, Paul seemed to be persecuted by a group of people that we refer to as the Judaizers, those that wanted the Gentile believers to become Jewish believers first, fulfilling all the requirements of the Jewish faith, and then after they'd done that, then they can become believers in Christ. And of course, the church in Jerusalem heard all the arguments, and they decided, no, that is not how it's going to be done. If you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, we're not going to make you go back to these old things that so easily bind us. Beloved, God has set you free from these religious practices. And we've all got some religious garbage that's hanging on us from years in organized religion or whatever. And don't let the world try to drag you down, reminding you of these old traditions and laws and things like that, that we really need to obey if we're going to be true believers in Christ. Paul says, no, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and we have been set free from all of those things that so easily entrap us. Amen? Let's pray. Loving God, teach me each day to live the kind of life that pleases you. Daily, I will remember your holy name as I give thanks to your steadfast love and salvation. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 through chapter 3, verse 13, where the Apostle Paul desires to visit the Thessalonians again. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.